Langley City Fire Rescue Services, LCFRS, will be able to meet proposed minimum staffing levels of at least 6 firefighters on duty at all times, as called for in a 2024 consultants report. In a March 2025 report to Council, Fire Chief Scott Kennedy responded to recommendations by Tim Plee and Associates, TPA, hired by the city to conduct a service review and develop a plan to guide fire department operations over the next 5 to 10 years. Kennedy wrote that the report suggested goal of 6 on duty each shift the 24th of July 365, which was not achievable without considerable use of overtime, and even then, would likely not be sustainable due to limitations in the number of overtime shifts personnel are willing or able to work. The department has hired 4 more firefighters that will increase the career full-time staffing from 25 to 30 firefighters, Kennedy said. He told the Langley Advance Times that the new trained firefighters should be through orientation and on the schedule as of mid-2025. Actually, it meets and exceeds the recommended staffing level. Kennedy said, TPA made 42 recommendations, including negotiating an agreement with neighboring Langley Township and Surrey to establish an automatic aid agreement or service agreement for all working fires in the city, and for some other call types such as technical rescues. Kennedy said there have been discussions, but Langley Township Fire was reluctant. He also told the Advance Times that at the time of the TPA report, discussions had been held with the township and Surrey, but no automatic call-up agreements finalized. As well, an automatic call-up system could mean additional costs. As we have limited staffing resources, it would be challenging for LCFRS to consistently provide automatic aid to neighboring communities without the commitment of another neighboring community to provide coverage, Kennedy wrote in his report to Council. It would mean if LCFRS was assisting Surrey, Township of Langley would need to cover for Langley City, and if LCFRS was assisting the Township of Langley, then Surrey would cover Langley City. At the time of discussion, the Township of Langley was not ready to do this, Kennedy wrote. The city has mutual aid agreements with its neighbors. Langley Township and Langley City cooperate to fight fires and deal with other emergencies, but it isn't through an automatic call-up system, as suggested in the consultant's report. The report also called for more use of paid on-call firefighters to augment the full-time force. Kennedy's report, along with a TPA executive summary of the recommendations, was made public by City Council on Monday, April 28, but not the full TPA report. Councillor Delaney Mack pushed for release of the full TPA review at a previous council meeting, arguing, "Transparency is a paramount principle of good governance." Dan Gray, president of the Langley City Professional Firefighters Association, IAFF Local 3253, said the union was not consulted during the review, and believes the full report should have been made public. "We hope this report puts forward a strategic plan to increase firefighter staffing to keep pace with the rising demand for service," Gray said. "A plan that keeps our citizens and firefighters safe, before and after the arrival of the SkyTrain and further densification." On April 28, a new contract was ratified by the City and Firefighters Union, who had been working under the terms of a 2021 contract. Negotiations had gone to mediation at the Labor Relations Board. The new, but already expired, deal covers 2022 to 2024 with retroactive pay hikes that bring the starting wage for new firefighters to $6,848 per month, or $82,185 per year, improves benefits and introduces new work scheduling practices, including a 2-year trial of 24-hour shifts. Gary called the negotiations a long, slow, and frustrating battle. No date for new contract talks has been set yet.